Johnny, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and that means that we are going to talk about things that affect people and that are important to you, whether you be in Bellingham, Washington, whether you be in Bellingham, Massachusetts, is there a Bellingham, Illinois? Let's check that out, Kenny, all right? Where are all the Bellinghams? At 7 after the hour, it is the 5th of September, and surprise, surprise, Syria is on the top burner, front burner. Is it a top burner or front burner? I guess front burner and it would both be a front burner. It's hard to imagine a stove being built like a washing machine so you could cook something on the front of it, right? You got to have the top working well. See how well my mind is working already? So that's right. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com. Become part of the family. Express yourself about what's going on here in terms of the latest information. Now, the United States of America claims it has proof beyond any quote-unquote reasonable doubt that the Syrian government used chemical weapons in that attack in Damascus a couple of weeks ago. It's now been 2 weeks. Britain, France, Germany say their intelligence backs up that claim. Did we hear that before with weapons of mass destruction? Were the British, the French, the Germans on board with weapons of mass destruction, or were we by ourselves on that one?
Anyway, this sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it does kind of, doesn't it? Let's put the spin meter on that. Where's O'Reilly when we need him? 888-302-3684. So Russia, though, understands that there is always two sides to a coin, so they flipped it and they're on the other side, because as far as they're concerned, there is no proof. The president, Mr. Assad, says if chemical weapons were used, the rascally Webbles did it. All right, anyway. United Nations is in the middle, as usual, calling for world leaders to wait for the results of their investigation. Wait for what? Or what are we doing at this point, 2 weeks later? We're going to teach somebody a lesson? And come on. So yesterday here in America, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee passed a resolution authorizing a limited military response. The bill will move to the Senate and then the House. So it's coming out of the committee, going to the floor, and it goes to the House. So where are we with all of this? Where are we? Where are you? More importantly, are you angry about this? Are you thinking about this? Is this good for anybody, good for us, good for them? Here's Dana Bash reporting on yesterday's vote in the Foreign Relations Committee, which begins to clear the way for a military strike. By the way, was John McCain playing poker yesterday, Ken, again? Or was he on to it?
I would be surprised if he would be doing that again. I didn't see anything that said he would.
Okay. All right. Well, let's
sure he put that away.
I think so. Let's get the report.
The first major hurdle for the president to get this authorization was just cleared inside a very key committee, and that is the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. They just approved authorization for military strikes against Syria. The vote was 10-7. Only three Republicans voted with the president. A couple of Democrats voted against him, but only three Republicans voted yes. Senator McCain, Senator Flake, also from Arizona, and Senator Corker, who's the top Republican on this committee. So it was changed a little bit from what we have been reporting were already changes that the Senate put together in a bipartisan way to really narrow the scope of what this authorization would be. It has a time limit on it, 60 days, with an extension possible for the president for 30 more days, and specifically says no boots on the ground. John McCain added some language that he said it makes him feel better that what the president insists is his policy to try to stop the momentum of Assad militarily is codified now. It would be in this bill, and so this is now going to go forward to the full Senate, likely to take a vote next week in the Senate. So this is, again, the first major step for the process, which is just beginning, but still an important hurdle for the president.
All right, so I would use the phrase deep divide over giving the president's his authority or in authoritative use of military forces against Syria. So does this underscore the commander-in-chief's challenge in persuading skeptical lawmakers and our allies to back greater intervention in a civil war. It's none of our business. Yep, it's important for us to help people who need to be helped that are being stepped on like ants. But is this the way to do it some weeks afterwards? Anyway, so the administration is pressing ahead with a sales job on this. Another round of closed-door meetings for members of Congress about the intelligence that they have on Syria. Mr. Obama, as you know, is with world leaders in St. Petersburg, Russia, for the economic summit there. Russian President Putin stands as a reminder of resistance to the intervention. So where are you as far as the resistance is concerned? The vote moving Senator McCain, who is a proponent of aggressive U.S. military action in Syria, to a salesman with Senator Chris Coons of Delaware. The two of them are out there selling military balance of power for Syria. 888-302-3684. If you were selling this, how would you sell it? We'll take some calls. I know there are going to be a lot of people who want to be heard on this, but there are other things that are going on. I think it's interesting. Some business stories are doing fairly well in the conversation circuit. 888-302-3684. Feel free to take our time with your thoughts here on Good Day.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale this Thursday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
888 302-3684. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, our focus on Syria. Probably not the whole program like it was yesterday, although there certainly is a lot of input from the various programs that Ken Kessler has monitored over the past 24 hours. Try to bring you up to date with what's being said on the air on a lot of these programs that we monitor, so you get a sense of both sides of the issue. I'm fairly conservative when it comes to this sort of thing. I'm not conservative in everything. I'm very conservative when it comes to fiscal matters, and that's part of my attitude here. In a fiscal sense, the money's coming from where to do all of this? Coming from my pocket and your pocket. So is that okay with you? Here's the host, Mandy Cannell, who wants to know what's in it for us. That is, what's in it for the United States? That's a pretty good question, don't you think?
I know that everyone's paying attention in the abstract, okay? Everyone's kind of following along what's going on. You know, you're following the news. You're like, okay, what's going on in Syria? What are we doing? But are you following the details of this? Because I'm trying to figure out politically, strategically, what the end game is here. And I'm really stymied. I know what Russia's interests are in this. I know that we're being told that the reason we're doing this, we have to take this tough stance, is because we, the United States of America, cannot stand, according to Secretary John Kerry, we cannot stand for the use of chemical weapons. We must send a message to the world. Then using that logic, Senator John Kerry should have supported the action in Iraq in its entirety because Saddam Hussein gassed the Kurdish people. I mean, the breaks in logic here are just kind of astounding for me. I mean, and when asked what the assurances were, how do we know that this is going to be effective? If we launch an airstrike on Syria, John Kerry's response was, we know it will be effective because if we don't, we know he will do it again. Okay? I'm still waiting to hear how our national interests are served or not served by that. Even if we bomb, even if we launch these strikes, and I guess they have, there's 1,000 tons of chemical weapons in Syria. I think that was the number I heard quoted yesterday. And we're not going after the chemical weapons because that would create havoc for the people around the chemical weapons. So even after we do this, Assad is still going to have his chemical weapons. Even after we do this, Assad, who's not exactly operating in a rational fashion already. And this was a point made by Rand Paul. Rand Paul absolutely schools John Kerry and asks a lot of the questions that I think a lot of people in the American public also have. And I am over John McCain. At various times, he was sitting there rolling his eyes. What was he rolling his eyes at? Well, Rand Paul invoked the Constitution and James Madison. I know, right? Rolling, that's worthy of rolling your eyes. But he was also photographed, John McCain was, playing video poker during this on his iPhone. Playing video poker. Because when the United States of America is debating whether or not to drop bombs on a foreign country that we're not technically at war with, well then, by gosh, by golly, we got to get that done. Video poker, that is.
Oh, by gosh, by golly. All right, so you're getting the picture, right? 888-302-DOUG, our Facebook and Twitter, whatever we have on our social media, Kenny, facebook.com/goodday, and Twitter at Good Day Show.
Vic says, we are not the world police. If they want war, they can fight their war. Danny says, when it comes to Syria, we cannot look back to what happened in 2003 and be certain that the end game will be the same. And Sam says, please tell Obama that every year they should take a one-month break from any kind of war.
That's not been the case, has it? Going back to 2003, as you were suggesting there. All right. Well, I'm thinking you ought to be thinking about what's in it for you, because that's really the bottom line, isn't it? What's in it for you as an American? 21 after on Good Day.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months, Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Jackson in this with Eddie Murphy?
No.
Sounds kind of like him, doesn't it? In a sense. This is Murphy, right? I don't even recognize. I don't remember this. The reason we're playing Party All the Time, Eddie Murphy released this and had a hit for this. How many years ago, Kenny?
This was 1985, and it went all the way to number two on the charts.
All right. So those of you who don't think of Eddie Murphy as a singer in terms of performance, we think of him as an actor, a comedian, right? But he did do well, as Kenny's suggesting, with this album, 1985, Party All the Time. So now he's got a new album coming out, his first in a number of years. And this is the title song from it. Is the album called Red Light?
I think the album is... No, the album's called Nine.
Ah, okay. Why?
I don't know. Cause it looks like he's had five albums before this.
Five?
Yeah, so I don't know why this is called Nine.
Maybe his specialty is math. Right. That could be the problem. All right, this is sort of interesting. Crank it up, Michael. Almost a reggae sound to it, would you agree?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Bob Marley, he's not, but it's interesting. He'd probably do all right. Pop World is looking for music like this to play on all those AC stations, so they want... This will get a lot of airplay. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will, if not initially, at least as a curiosity.
Yeah. All right, we're back to the issue at hand, which is a discussion of what's going on in Syria. Let's listen. I talked about O'Reilly a minute ago in the no-spin zone. Here he is talking to James Carville about the emotion that a lot of people are feeling over this possible military intervention.
I think you've got to take emotion out of the equation, and I see a lot of that emotion. I mean, Barbara Boxer, for example, would never support an action against Syria if Mitt Romney were president. Never in a million years. And the only reason she's doing it is to help Obama. On the other side, you have Republicans. Ronald Reagan, if he were president, we'd get Assad like that. He would. He would get Assad, and you would have most conservatives line up for Ronald Reagan. You would in support of Ronald Reagan. But the element here, Carville, is that many people think that Barack Obama is incompetent.
He can't
do this.
Well, I think he's handled the Middle East pretty well so far. I think
really?
Bin Laden was saying
you really
yes.
think so?
I do. I think we've had revolutions in Tunisia, in Egypt.
Yeah, but Egypt's a mess. Libya is a mess. Iran is defiant.
You know what?
When was all of this?
I mean, Gaddafi, no, it is a mess. I agree with that. But you know what? It's a mess, and we haven't lost any kids over there, which says something.
I'm not sure that's a litmus test. It doesn't seem to be any clear vision on the part of President Obama. He doesn't have it. Here's what I want. He doesn't have that.
Right. Well, you know, what I would say, and we maybe have a little bit of a different view here, I think what really is freaking people out is the incompetence of the Bush administration in Iraq.
Yeah, of course.
The Iraq thing is why people have so much trepidation about going into Syria. They said the last time we went over there, look what happened.
I really think this point is all about weapons of mass destruction not being found.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, isn't it? Carvo makes an interesting point. The reason that you are not very excited about doing what's been suggested by Obama may be how messed up it was when Bush tried to pull this off, or did pull it off the last time. Skepticism and cynicism now prevails. Yeah. 28, food for thought. 28 after on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Historian and author David O. Stewart's first novel is a historical conspiracy theory about the Lincoln assassination and John Wilkes Booth. We spoke with him about one of America's most fascinating cold case murders.
Well, one of my favorite sayings in historical fiction is that you can make up a lot, but Abraham Lincoln has to be tall. And the few facts that we know, you really shouldn't mess around with. And so this is all jumps off of John Bingham's deathbed confession. John Bingham died in 1900. So that's when the story starts. And there's really no way around that. It creates a tension. It's 35 years later. Lots of the trail is cold. But it's also a time when some of these key witnesses, and I was able to confirm a lot of them were still around. They're getting close to the end of their lives, and maybe it's a time when they're more interested in letting the truth come out and less concerned about the repercussions. So I think it's an interesting time to look at it. To be frank, I'm 150 years later, so the trail is really cold now, but it's still a trail you can follow, and it's a fascinating one.
That's historian and author David O. Stewart on his gripping new novel, The Lincoln Deception. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The Good Day program for Thursday already is the 5th of September, and our focus with you is the discussion of what's happening in Washington and in America and in Syria and around the world with regard to a potential strike, an air strike, aimed at whom and why at this point are we doing this? You can call. We'll put you on the air in a few moments here. 888. Does this have anything to do with us? 888-302-3684. As you know, during this hour, especially of the Good Day program, we take an overview, a wide, broad overview of some of the issues of the day, and try to prevent this from being a singular approach. I have a lot of different ideas from different hosts and callers as well, and input from people who are on social media. So let's not give this short shrift. One more talk program, this one hosted by Avi Nelson, where he talks about Senator Ed Markey, who's the new Massachusetts senator replacing Kerry, who replaced Mrs. Clinton, replaced the last Secretary of State. I was trying to remember, actually, who was the last Secretary of State under Bush? Who was it? Oh, Condi Rice. Yeah, right, okay. It's easy to forget that because she did such a horrible job. At any rate, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee holds on it Senator Markey, who replaced Kerry, and Kerry was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, too. So he voted present yesterday, which would seem to give one cause to think, why is that the case? Well, listen to Nelson's examination of why.
This is an inexcusable abrogation of responsibility. Here's a guy who prattled on about all the years that he's put in and service in the Congress. What is it, 37 years or something? With 370 years, something like that. He's been in office and all the experience he has. And now comes the first major test. And he's absent. He votes present. I don't get it. We're having a spirited debate here as to whether it's yay or nay. But good heavens, you have to come down on one side if you are a senator. Now, those of us who aren't, I suppose we can say, gee, I haven't made up my mind yet. But when you have the resolution in front of you and it's your time to vote, 17 of the 18 members of that Foreign Relations Committee were able to cast a vote. Not all in agreement. It was 10-7. And now we have 10-7-1. Ed Markey. He'll resign. That's grounds for resignation, don't you think? After all, you know, if he can't discharge his responsibility, bad enough he doesn't read things. But if he can't even bring himself to figure out which side he's on, what do we need him there for? How is he representing us? Can you imagine if they all voted present? Wouldn't have gotten very far. He says he's concerned that it's going to cause more military involvement in Syria. Well, if you think that way, Ed, then vote no. In fact, it seems to me it makes more sense that until you're convinced about the use of force in Syria, that any resolution ought to get a no vote from you.
There's the examination of that. Sort of interesting. Avi Nelson has been a right-wing radio host in Boston for as long as I've been associated with radio in Boston, and that's been 40-some-odd years. 888-302-3684. All right, let's have another spin, another angle on this. Al-Qaeda-linked rebels have launched an assault on a Christian-held village in an area in West Syria. New clashes erupting also near Damascus, part of a brutal battle. Sounds like three things going on here. You got the rebels, you got the state-controlled military, and now you got Al-Qaeda. As the world focuses on the U.S. military strike, rebels commandeering a village. None of you know where these villages are. It doesn't make any difference what their names are. But apparently a nun and some others who are identified as Christians were killed in it. And so what is that? How does that play into what has been discussed? The president lobbying for support for punishing President Assad says he has proof of this. Now, this debate in France continues. The prime minister making a passionate appeal for intervention in Syria, placing the blame on Assad as well. The debate there ended with a vote, without a vote, because the president there can do what he wants, doesn't have to have a vote. And Obama says he doesn't have to either, but he's doing it because he wants all sides to be involved. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that he's motivated by that at all, but that's the cynical side of me. 888-302-3684. Here's John in Florida with a very strident approach to this discussion.
I got a couple kids over there, and I don't want to lose them for nothing. And this is a bar fight, and the best thing you can do in a bar fight is turn around and walk away. You know, it's just, this is something that you walk away from. It doesn't have anything to do with us, and we need to move along and bring our kids back.
Move along. Has nothing to do with us. A couple of different phrases there. 888-302-3684. Craig's in New York on the president's decision to get this congressional approval.
Basically, the American people are not exactly with this. If they go along, they're going along kicking and screaming. Nobody likes the guy that's using chemical weapons against his people. But it's sort of cynical with no decapitation of the leadership. You know, just send him a few missiles, he could do it again. And if I was a Syrian, I'm going to suffer the missiles coming in and maybe the anger of Assad once again. And to me, asking Congress to help him out on this gives him more time to get the international community to join him, which we don't hear about a lot of people backing him up on this. But hopefully the time delay that it takes for this stuff to back and forth between Congress will give him a chance to get international people on board with him. But I don't see this bringing Assad to the table, but anything is possible.
888-302-3684. I'm sort of, may I go back? I like always sort of the O'Reilly approach, the no-spin zone. When you get into the spin zone, you remember that as a candidate focused on his own election, Mr. Obama championed restraint and global cooperation when faced with questions about security threats. Remember that? But now, as commander-in-chief, his rhetoric is being tested by the reality as he presses Congress to allow us to launch a military strike against Assad. It's a posture that conflicts with positions, strong positions he took as a senator, as a presidential candidate, and as a first-term president, where he cast himself as a counterweight to the more aggressive approach to national security that Mr. Bush took. He has advocated a foreign policy that prioritizes negotiation over confrontation, humility over diplomatic bravado, and communal action over unilateralism. Those positions are under question, it would seem to me, as Mr. Obama seeks the approval of Congress and meets with a lot of skeptical world leaders at the G20 summit in Russia this week. So, comments on the use of America's military might at 888-302-3684. Here's Linda in Louisiana.
If we drop missiles on Damascus, which is what it sounds like we're thinking about doing, what should stop more people from being killed? I mean, Damascus is, you know, a city in itself, which means there are people that live there. So you're looking at 1,400 people already dying. Now you're going to kill some more innocent people because obviously he's going to put people... It just looks to me like more people, more innocent people are going to be killed behind all this. And it just seems like a waste of time to me. It doesn't make any sense to go out and kill more people. And then if they hit, you know, wherever they've got the sarin, then that could spread out even more, and even more people get killed. It could be, you know, going to other countries. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Make any sense to you? 888-302-3684. Okay, so in the time that lady was on, I did a little Googling here to go back to what candidate Obama said and then what he's saying now. He said, in instances of self-defense, the president would be within his constitutional authority to act before advising Congress or seeking its consent. History has shown us time and again, however, that military action is most successful when it's authorized and supported by the legislative branch. And what he's saying now is, commander-in-chief, I always preserve the right and the responsibility to act on behalf of America's national security. I don't believe that I was required to take this to Congress, but I didn't think that not going to Congress became an empty exercise. It's important to have Congress's support. Conflicting points of view, maybe. 888-302-3684. More from you in a moment here on Good Day.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
you're flying at 38,000 feet, 500 miles from paradise, when the question hits you, how did I get here? Here, feeling your vacation best, in a cabin full of sickness and germs. Is it just luck or smarts? By shielding yourself from this season's strains of flu with a flu shot at Rite Aid to keep you here now that you've actually gotten here. Get your flu shot at Rite Aid today. No appointment necessary. Vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up, and you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. To learn how you can make a difference, doing something you truly love, that's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
888-302-3684, your expressions of concern, condolence, your convivial, supportive, whatever word you want to use. Dale, listening to Good Day in Quincy, Illinois. Hi, Dale.
Hi, Doug. Doug, you mentioned about the president doing this on a counterweight basis. What we're dealing with is a president who's a lightweight. He's had so many marks in the sand that now his lines in the sand look like a ruled piece of paper. Now he wants the Congress to go along with his ineptness at dealing with this situation. I don't know how we can win it.
What is your who's your congressman?
Well, my congressman is Aaron Schock.
All right, what's his position?
I think he's on one of those committees.
Yeah, but what is he? Is he supportive of this expression of explosion, or is he?
I haven't seen Doug where he's either.
Well, I would think that the first job that anybody has, you or anyone who's listening who really wants to participate in this, other than talking on a radio program like this or being expressive, writing an op-ed piece, whatever, put some on a Facebook page, would be to call your congressman, know what the Congress is, your congressperson's approach to this, the attitude is, and let them know if you disagree with their attitude, let them know what you feel, what you think. I think that would be the first step in this. Thanks. 888-302-3684. Here's Jim in Michigan on the Assad regime.
Chemical weapons could be launched probably just by a shoulder mount weapon, and all it would take would be a nation or the opposition force to just try to make it look like Assad used them by getting behind enemy lines and launching them. And I believe that the motivation to get America involved in this conflict would justify, in their minds, doing that.
Elsie in Ohio has the question on this.
We need to stop with all the warmongering all the time. Not to mention that, us Americans, we keep hearing how everything has to be cut. You know, our property taxes are going up. You know, federal assistance is less and less. But we still have enough money to go over and send cruise missiles and Tomahawk weapons over and bomb other countries. I just don't get it. President Obama wants to have a grand bargain and cut Social Security and all kinds of different domestic programs, but we still have enough money to bomb other countries.
Yep. I think that is the question, Kenny, and that might be, I don't know how we'd approach that on our Facebook page, but I think that's the question. How do we have money to do this? 51 after the hour, this is Good Day.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
September is National Preparedness Month. That's right. We like to call it Preptember. And there's no better place to get prepped than with emergency essentials at BePrepared.com. This month only, save 40% on our super supply of freeze-dried vegetables. That's a savings of $159. Freeze-dried pork sausage crumbles are 39% off. Regularly $39.95, now just $23.99. There's a lot more. Call emergency essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Let's move on now into another discussion field. A lot of people on the Good Day program yesterday, I think we had some comments on this at Facebook or Twitter, Kenny, the story or the fate, if you will, of Ariel Castro, who was convicted of kidnapping and abusing all those women in his home in Ohio, committing suicide by hanging himself with a bed sheet in his prison cell on Tuesday night. Here's a discussion of that. Actually, this fellow, Johnny D., talked to a host from Cleveland named Bob Franz about the suicide.
They came out and said there's no more speculation. He did kill himself. Do you buy that?
Yeah, I do. This was so early into his incarceration. The Orient, facility he was being housed in in Orient, Ohio is not his final, wasn't supposed to be his final location. That was a transitional phase, I guess, if you will, of his incarceration that he was supposed to undergo for the rest of his life. So, he was still under suicide watch for the first, couple of weeks, I guess, after the, it was only 33 days after the sentencing. He was under suicide watch, which means they had to watch him every 10 minutes or check on him every 10 minutes. He was taken off of that because they deemed by, talking to him and evaluating him and everything else that he was not a danger to himself. And obviously, now it's every 30 minutes. And a smart guy who's hell-bent on doing what he wanted to do to himself could very easily check the clock the last time somebody walks in and realizes, okay, I got 30 minutes to get this done. And so, no, it doesn't surprise me that he took his own life, and, I'm certainly buying the fact that he used a bed sheet to do it.
What about, you hearing anything in Cleveland with the ladies who, of course, had the 12 years or so kidnapped? Have they come out and made any statements today?
No, not yet. The only statements we're really hearing are from Castro's family, who are angry that the news hit the press before they were made aware of it. For whatever reason, because I guess this happened then a little after 9, and, text alerts from media started going out around after midnight, and they said they weren't made aware of it, and they thought that was, inappropriate. And they're mad that he wasn't being watched a little bit more closely. And I got to tell you, that to me is a big part of this story. First of all, you know, actually the second part of the story, the first part of the story is what a coward this guy is. I mean, he locked those girls up, tortured and abused them for a decade.
Right.
And he couldn't make it 10 weeks. In isolation and incarceration the way he had them for 10 years. He couldn't make it. He checked out, took the easy way out, and I just think that is so unbelievably cowardly. And I can't speak for the girls any more than you can. Michelle Knight, I just don't think she has it in her heart. I don't think she has the capacity to hate. I don't think she has the capacity to wish that he was going to suffer longer. She did say in her statement, you know, at the sentencing, that her hell is ended and his is just beginning. So I think she was kind of expecting that he would, you know, suffer in the same kind of, isolated environment that he would be in the way that she was. But she also said, I forgive. She just has that kind of a heart that is better than mine, probably better than yours, where she's able to forgive and try to move on. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the girls kind of felt the same way. They're like, all right, well, he's dead, and while he's not going to suffer the way we did, at least we don't have this hanging over us anymore. It's totally and finally complete. All aspects of the story are now, you know, all of the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and they can move on with their lives.
All right, so anyway, that's whether you buy into that or not, I think a fitting end to a Kerr's life. Now, let's talk about another person who's well-known. Well, we knew him as Bradley Manning, and now wants to be called Chelsea Manning. I wonder why he didn't change his name to Bradleah or something. What else would have been close to Brady? Why Chelsea? Anybody figure out why he wants to be called Chelsea, why he picked that name? It's not connected to Chelsea. When people have sex change operations, I'm not being facetious, don't most of the time the name they pick is similar to the name that they had as the other sex. Right?
I think that does happen sometimes, but maybe he just liked the name Chelsea.
Could be. Anyway, Chelsea, a.k.a. Bradley, is seeking a presidential pardon for the leaking of the government documents, serving a 35-year sentence for disclosing these informational packets. So he's petitioned the White House seeking a pardon for his or her actions. I think this is kind of strange, actually. What credibility? He was a he, but he's looking for a pardon for her actions. And the news media presents this with sort of a straight face. I'm not trying to put down, if you want to do that, that's cool. The White House said a pardon request for Manning would be considered just like any other. He revealed that she wants to be... you know what? I don't want to talk about that anyways. I'm done with that. 59 passed. I'm done with everything in this hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.